This is the fourth section of the exhibition, called The Fate of One's Bones. There are five objects in the section. The first one is a mummified head of a woman, Saint Catherine of Siena, with no eyes and a half-open mouth that has very few teeth. The head is dressed in a nun's white headdress and placed into a metal reliquary. The reliquary, rectangular and almost twice as tall as the head inside, has Gothic ornaments aimed to resemble a cathedral's bell tower, and it has glass panes on all four sides so that the public can see the head inside the reliquary. In each of the four corners there is also a miniature statue of a pope or a saint gilded with gold. The second object is the reliquary of Charles the Great. It is also made of metal and gilded with gold, but this one represents a man's bust, supposedly that of Charlemagne himself, covering from top of the head with the crown down to the middle of the chest. It is life-size and the man has delicately sculpted hair and beard. His clothes are gilded with gold and they have black two-headed eagles on them in a kind of simple ornament. That's the symbol of the Carolingian Empire. He's also wearing a crown encrusted with precious stones. The actual skull is not visible inside this anthropomorphic case. The third object is a wooden sculpture of a man's head, slightly smaller than life-size, and it's on a big, round wooden plate. The two are separable from each other. In fact, the plate was made much later than the head. Originally, the sculpture must have been painted because small bits of red paint are still visible on the plate and hair, but very few bits of paint remain on it today, and it's mostly brown and has a very visible wooden texture. The head represents a bearded man with closed eyes and a half-open mouth, his hair braided in an oriental way to signify that this is none other than Saint John the Baptist. The fourth object is a plaster cast of a human skull. It looks exactly like an actual human skull. It is to scale, although the original skull must have been quite small by modern standards, and it is painted a light tan colour to resemble the colour of bone. You can tell it is a cast, however, because the holes of the eye sockets and the nose are filled in with plaster and completely solid, so if you would poke them with a finger, it would not go through. And the material shines in the light more than actual bone because of the paint. If you were to hold it as well, it would be much heavier and make a kind of ding sound when your nails ding, like rub against it. The final object is also made of plaster, although not painted over and therefore completely white. It represents the head of a dead man, including the face and back of the head. The man is bald, without a beard, and has a big round jaw, small ears, small eyes, and a blunt, straight nose. His lips are thin and quite far below his nose, but also very far from the end of his chin, so the lower part of his face is about as big as the top half. The cast is placed on a small cylinder pedestal for display, and around the man's neck there is a ribbon with the museum tag.